What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of season 3 of the Nina Blanco podcast. I'm going to kick this off the way we always do. Ready? It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! You know what it is. Something we celebrate on the podcast every single Friday because the podcast not only comes out on Fridays, but yeah, we celebrate Breakfast Burrito Friday where you treat yourself to a breakfast burrito because you made it through the week and some weeks are harder than others. Even if it was an easy week, I don't see why the hell not. So treat yourself because it's Friday and get yourself a breakfast burrito. If you're watching on YouTube during the song there, I was messing with some stuff. I was getting some stuff and I wanted to talk about that stuff with you really quick. So I posted on my Insta story because I had sent something out, a gift to a couple of family members, and someone had posted on their Insta story, tagged me. And so of course I was going to repost it. And what it is new stickers. Actually, it was a magnet. Like I mentioned before, trying to work on if I should get merch or not. And slowly but surely, but I do kind of want to do it. And I'm just like, how do I do it? How do we do? So I just like, I'm going to start slow with some stickers. And then I saw a deal for some magnets. So then I created the Nina Blanco logo sticker as well as the Nina Blanco logo magnet. And then after that, I'm like, I need something with Breakfast Burrito Friday. And so I created some Breakfast Burrito Friday stickers and converted that into magnets as well. So those are going to be available somehow, some way in the future. I haven't figured that part of it out yet. I'm just kind of collecting merch at my house and we'll see what happens afterwards and how I will distribute that to people, whether it be free giveaways and then it's easy peasy, I just mail it to you, or if I'm going to sell it, I'd have to set up a whole website, which I tried to do that a couple years ago, but I've just not kept up with it. But the point of the story is I'm creating some merch, some type of merch, and right now it's just stickers and magnets, and someone was wondering how they were able to get their hands on a Breakfast Burrito Friday sticker and or magnet because they're pretty cute, and they have a little breakfast burrito on them with a smiley face, and it says, it's Breakfast Burrito Friday, and so I'm figuring it out. As of right now, I'm going to hoard it at my house, but I'm going to figure that part out. Don't you worry. So thank you so much for listening and celebrating Breakfast Burrito Friday with me, and for asking about these stickers. I'll figure that out for you guys very soon. Now, I also wanted to thank you for listening to the Britney episode. I got a lot of feedback on the Britney episode, the episode before this, episode 4 of season 3. And thank you to my friend Bex from the podcast Tu Tia Bruja. Check her podcast out. I was listening to her last 2 episodes. They're so good. I mean, I love watching her evolve. I love watching my friends evolve and supporting and uplifting each other, which that's going to kind of be the theme of the podcast today. But she started her podcast around the same time I started my podcast. So it's been like a year or two now. And just seeing her evolve with her podcast and her page growing, and she gets listeners from all over the world, and just listening to the evolution of her podcast, I think is really interesting as well, because just listening to it and hearing it, I'm like, man, this like, no offense to your earlier seasons, but anything you do for the first time, it's not going to be as great as like the 100th time, right? And so I was listening to her season one versus the recent episode she released, and I'm like, damn, girl, you're doing the damn thing. Like, you can hear the difference in her episodes and her topics, and I just thought it was really good. So go check out her podcast. Even if you're not into like witchy stuff or horoscope stuff or whatever, check out her podcast and check out the latest episodes of her podcast. They were just pretty insightful and really, really good. So her podcast again is Tu Tia Bruja, and her name is Bex. Thanks, Bex, for coming on my podcast last week and talking about the Britney book. Now, let's talk a little bit further about that. This episode is not going to all be about the Britney book. Don't worry. We did that for 2 hours in the last episode. I told the boy, my husband, I'm like, you don't have to listen to that episode because it's 2 hours of talking about Britney Spears, and I know you don't care. And it's okay that he doesn't care. And he's like, thanks. So I told him he gets a pass on listening to that one. But re-listening to my podcast and recording that podcast with Bex and re-listening to Britney's audiobook, which is something that I did as well, it really got me thinking. It got me thinking about all the criticism she faced throughout her entire life and her career and all the bullying that she faced throughout her entire life and career. And I'm just like, what was the reason of that? And I think the biggest takeaway from the book is that, like, people, there was no reason. She just was an easy target. And there are bullies in the world. And that's just kind of something that we deal with, which is unfortunate. It shouldn't be that way by any means, but that is something that we are dealing with. And so after thinking about the Britney stuff, and then if you've seen like mainstream, I put it up on my story a couple weeks ago, Mean Girls is going to come out with another new movie in January. So the Mean Girls preview came out of the new movie, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it looks so cute. I definitely want to see it. And I was a big Mean Girls fan of the original movie that came out in 2004. And then Lindsay Lohan released a Walmart Black Friday commercial, but it was Mean Girls themed. And that was a really cute moment in pop culture, and just watching all of that kind of come back around. And so it just really got me thinking about the world of Mean Girls. And I'm personally dealing with a little bit of some Mean Girl syndrome as well. And I'm just like, are you fucking serious? Are we still doing this? Are we still being Mean Girls? I mean, Mean Girls, first of all, that movie originally came out in 2004, baby. Mean Girls are so 2004, honey. Are we still doing this in 2023? Ooh, okay. So let's talk about it. Let's look at the difference between the years of the early 2000s, the ridicule of the 90s, the bullying that we may have faced as kids. I know that I had my fair share of bullying, for sure, and it was just kids being assholes, because that's just what they do. And if they're not taught better, then they're going to continue to do that because it gives themselves self-validation. And I've also been on the other end of it, and I've bullied another kid. I'll admit to that. Let's tell the story. So I was in elementary school, and it was a new girl. And I don't remember her name. I truly, really don't remember her name. It was in elementary school. It was a long time ago. And she was a new girl in class, and she talked with like a little bit of a twang, so she was different. And then she also came from Ohio, which I didn't realize people from Ohio have a twang, but I don't know where her twang came from, but that girl had a twang. And she was from Ohio, and she moved here. And when trying to make friends or trying to talk with her, she would always bring up Ohio. And we're like, babes, you're in Illinois. We don't care about Ohio. Stop talking about Ohio. Go back to Ohio or shut the fuck up about it, because you're in Illinois now. And so that was just kind of the mentality. And I know that that's mean, and we're trying not to be mean girls anymore, but I'm just telling you the story. Okay. So I kept talking about Ohio, Ohio, Ohio. And I'm like, dude, Ohio's fucking lame. Like, no one likes her. And then it just turned into the point where like everyone didn't want to talk to her because she's just always talking about Ohio. And we're like, talk about something else, please. And she didn't. So we were mean to her. And me and some friends, oh my gosh, this is so bad. I do feel terrible about this. I do. And this is so mean. But I feel like as kids, this is something that we go through. Either we're on the receiving end or on the giving end or both. I've been in both situations, okay? So don't worry. Karma came back around and beat me on the ass with this one. So we had those lift up desks in our elementary school where everyone had their own desk. This was your desk and you can put your stuff inside of it. The top lid lifted up and that's your stuff in your desk. So she was like out of class or something, or maybe we were going to recess or we were going to lunch or something. And as everyone is leaving the class, some friends stayed behind and they went through her desk. And they grabbed some of her like Lisa Frank pencils, some of her erasers, just like the cute Lisa Frank stuff that you have to beg your parents to buy you in the first place because it's overpriced, but it's Lisa Frank and it was the 90s and we loved it. So went through her desk, stole her stuff. And then not only that, we went outside to recess and threw it into the sewer. We threw it in the sewer. There was like a sewer pothole thing and had like the open grates and we like threw all of her stuff in the sewer and it was really mean. And I don't know, I can't remember if it was ever, I don't think we were ever caught doing that, but I do know that that was a mean girl move and we just didn't like her for a stupid reason and we were being assholes instead of like embracing her and her love for Ohio and maybe seeing it a little bit further and understanding that it wasn't just her love for Ohio, it was her love for her old life. Moving when you're a kid is really hard and you move from one place to a totally different place and a totally different school and all these new kids and then from the get, they don't like you. It's hard. And I feel terrible about that. I really, really do. So if you went to elementary school in Crystal Lake, Illinois, and your Lisa Frank stuff went missing one day, we threw it in the sewer, baby girl. And I'm so sorry. I am. I am sorry. And I'm sorry for laughing right now. It's just, it's funny, I guess, what you think of to do as a kid when you're being mean to someone and then how that changes and evolves into being mean when you're an adult. And then when you're mean when you're an adult, you're just seen as this miserable person. And it's like, well, what is the real reason? The real reason is because you're not opening your mind to understand the other side, as well as you're probably just not happy with yourself. And that's something that is very real. And people don't like to stop and think about that for a while, whether they know that they hate their lives or don't like themselves or not. That's not something that is easy to just stop and think about and tell yourself. But that is also why therapy is very important for people who do go through that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I've definitely had my mean girl moments. That was like one of only a handful. I wasn't a mean girl for very long because I don't like it. I don't like to be mean and grumpy. I also went through like another mean girl phase when I was in college and I like had one of those moments where I stopped and I thought about myself and I'm like, I'm a fucking bitch, man. I am such a bitch that I'm kind of mean. And it's starting to get to the point where like people aren't laughing about my jokes or my meanness as much as they used to. Now I'm just actually a mean bitch. And so I like had a self-revelation in college and I'm like, Nina, you need to not be so mean. You need to chill the fuck out. And I did. And that was some self-work on my end, I think. And so I just think a lot of other people need to have that moment where they stop and they look at themselves. And if you're not happy or you are being mean or you're grumpy or you're sad or whatever, and you figure out the root of the problem, because when you do the work and you figure out the root of the problem and you fix it, life is just so much better. It is. It is. So let's look at the difference between hating and uplifting each other. I say that we have put some of our favorite people through it, celebrity-wise. We're going to keep it to celebrities now because it's just easier to talk about. Everyone can really relate to it a bit more. So celebrities, number one, Britney Spears, we definitely put her through it. And for what reason other than she was an easy target? And people laughed at it and didn't care that they were putting her life through absolute turmoil, which is a little bit fucked up. And look at us now. We're all apologizing. Oh my gosh, I can't believe the tabloids were that bad. I can't believe I wanted pictures of her that bad, that paparazzi were stalking her and doing all this shit to her so that I could see a photo in a magazine that I'm buying. Like, that that's so crummy. And looking at her now, like, we're happy for her. We are happy that she finally found her freedom. I mean, it sucks that her relationship with Sam fell through and she ended up getting divorced with this man that she loved and wanted to try to have a family with. And I do hope that she finds happiness through love again, because everyone wants that. We're only human and that's okay. But we are happy that she is finally free from that conservatorship and she is living her life. Lindsay Lohan, another prime example. She was attacked in the 2000s as well. She's this party girl. She's out of control. She was in and out of rehab. Granted, she was actually doing these like crazy hard drugs and she needed that rehab. But people were capitalizing on that. How many people get spun into drugs because of XYZ reason and you distance yourself from them when that is like the last thing they need? They need a friend. They need people around. Now, if they're not willing to change and they're not trying to get sober and they're not going to rehab and they're just going the opposite direction, sometimes, yes, you need to remove yourself from that situation, from that friend, because they are not putting themselves or you or your friendship or any of that first. They're putting the drugs first, and you have to just wait for them to realize that they need to stop doing that. But no one can force them. And that's the biggest thing with drugs, which is very hard. But Lindsay Lohan, she was definitely in that. She was partying. She was doing whatever, in and out of rehab, clearly not taking it seriously. And then she disappeared for a while, like went to Dubai for a long time. I'm assuming did a lot of self-work. I hope so. But look at her now. Now we're all happy for her. She is married. She just had a child. And she is thriving. She's living her best life. We all freaked the fuck out when Lindsay Lohan came out in that Mean Girls Walmart commercial just recently. We loved to see it. And despite everything else, I mean, that's just the bottom line, is just like, look at the difference between hating Lindsay Lohan and then now getting excited that she's making money, getting excited that she's doing these commercials, getting excited to see her on the screen again. Same thing with Paris Hilton. Now, there's a difference, though, with Paris Hilton, because she's, again, one of our favorites, right? She's one of those in that time of the 2000s. I mean, Britney, Paris, and Lindsay, they were it, right? They were the idols. And Paris Hilton definitely handled things a little bit differently. I don't know what it is, but Paris Hilton, maybe it's just all that damn money. She literally never had to fucking worry about it. I don't know. But Paris Hilton handled scrutiny and all the criticism so much differently than everyone else did. Everyone else did the natural human thing and caved and freaked out and worried about what everyone was thinking of them, and it started eating them up inside, etc., etc. Paris Hilton, it doesn't seem anyway that she went through it quite as extreme as everyone else. I'm sure she had her moments. She's only human as well. She's a very rich human, but she's still human. And I'm sure she had her moments of feeling down of about a bunch of the criticism and everything like that. But she continued on. She continued on. She stayed strong. She literally just turned the other cheek, did not give a fuck of what anyone else below her had to say. If you have less money than me, shut the fuck up. Like, and I don't know if that's like 100% what was going through Paris's mind, but I just have to assume that like there was something else that was different that went through Paris's mind when she received her criticism and her fair share of bullying and all that kind of stuff, because she did life a little bit differently. She stayed in the public eye always. She continued her career in being a socialite as well as then social media influencer as well as DJ and doing all these different things. And she just expanded who she is as a person. And I thought that that was really cool of her. She could have huddled up in a Hilton hotel on an island and just live her life there because she has that ability to, and to just like ignore the world. But instead she's like, no, I am here. I'm motherfucking Paris Hilton. Deal with it. And I love that about her. Like, she really did expand everything. I mean, the DJing, I was like, what the fuck? When she first started coming on the scene and doing like raves and stuff and DJing, I'm like, Paris fucking Hilton? What business does she have to DJ these parties? Like, what is going on? But at the same time, why not? Why the fuck not? You know what I mean? And so I think that that's kind of what was going through her mind too. And she did the damn thing. And looking at her now as well, again, married, just had a child, happy. And we love to fucking see it. We love to see it. I feel so much better about myself secretly stalking Paris Hilton on social media and uplifting her and rising her up and hyping her up like, yes, queen, and rather than looking at her on social media and being like, this stupid bitch, she's just rich. She had everything handed to her. She has no talent, blah, blah, blah. She proved us all wrong because, like, she learned a new skill and she worked at it and she was good at it with her DJing and everything else. Her fans are some of the most loyal fans I've ever seen. Paris Hilton fans, because Paris Hilton put in the work with her fans. She went out to meet them. She communicated with them online. She put the work out there. It wasn't just, let me post this Instagram photo, you're fucking welcome, for a new shot of my hot body. It wasn't that at all. She communicated with them. She talks with her fans. She has a huge, huge community within her fandom. And I think it's beautiful. And She put that work in. So good for you, Paris Hilton. Get it, babe. So the difference between hating and uplifting on a person, it feels better. It feels better when you're on that positive side. And I just can't believe that we're still doing the mean girl thing. Like, if you're outside of high school and you're still doing this shit, come the fuck on. And if you are a parent and you're doing this shit, come the fuck on. Like, we've got to do better. And that's the beautiful thing about, like, generation and generation and generation moving forward and parenting and teaching your children, is that, like, we just want to get better as people, as a society, as all of it, as humanity. And so, you know, we worked for a while with the boomers in figuring out, like, what is fair and stuff like that. And now, I mean, it's not 100% all figured out with, like, money and housing and all of that. Obviously, we're still working on it. We're waiting for the boomers to just die off so that we can really fix the problem. But as parents now, if you have kids, I think a big part of parenting currently in 2023 is teaching your kids to be nice, to not bully, to not be mean, to accept each other, to make friends, to talk with everyone. And hey, if you don't get along with that person, then just don't talk to that person. There's no reason that you have to turn around and be completely mean and be an asshole to them and bully them. So I think a lot of parents in this day and age, that is a huge focus. And it's a huge focus in schools too, because it got so bad in the 90s and 2000s. And now we are seeing the repercussions of that, and we want to be better. And so, parents, I applaud you for doing better. If you have kids, if you plan on having children, that is definitely an important lesson that a lot of parents are focusing more on now. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So thank you for that. Because I can't get over it. I can't get over it. Like, I'm not going to talk details because I can't, but I'm being bullied right now. And I'm trying to take the Paris Hilton route and just being like, bitch, what the fuck ever, look at me. Do you know who the fuck I am? Because I know who the fuck I am. There's no reason for you to be hating like that. We can be friends if we want to, but they just don't want to. And that's fine. So I'm just over here doing my own damn thing. And those mean girls can just allow themselves to be eaten up inside, because I've been there, I've done that. And that is exactly what happens. You become this miserable person, and either you continue to live in your misery or you snap out of it and you realize, wow, I'm a shitty human being. Let me switch things around and be happier and be a better person. So I wish that on everyone. Listen, it's okay. If you have your mean girls moment, that's all right. We all do. I've been there as well. And I'm sure a mean girls moment for me will come up again at some point in my future. But you got to snap the fuck out of it. You got to really look at yourself in the mirror. You have to self-evaluate where you're at in life and how you're treating other people, because it is important. It is important to do that. So I don't know what to say for elementary school kids, middle school, high school kids who are going through that type of bullying right now. And that's why the schools are kind of focusing. And thank you to teachers who are watching out for those kids and trying to better the behavior of the bullies and the parents who just don't care enough to teach them otherwise. But I don't know. It's, you're going to go through it at some point in your life, being on the receiving or the giving end. And if you are on the giving end of it, I hope that you just take a moment. Look at yourself in the mirror, babes. You don't got to do that. Please don't do that. Be a better person. But listening to the Britney book and kind of going through everything that she went through and realizing it and opening my eyes, this is exactly what sparked up this topic on the Nina Blanco podcast. And I wanted to talk about it, especially because, yeah, I'm going through it too. And my niece is going through it too with a whole grown ass woman. And I'm just like, oh my fuck. Like, and it is because this woman is miserable. She hates her fucking life and she's taking it out somehow on my niece. And I'm like, bruh, you're just miserable. Fix your life. There's no reason to be mean to another person because you're sad about something else at all. No reason. Bottom line. Anyways, I love uplifting other women, especially. I love uplifting other people. Like, I will be on your hype crew. I will be your cheerleader. Absolutely. But uplifting other women, especially, like, yeah. Yeah, I am a female. It's hard out here. We are still being treated a bit unfairly, and it's not cool. And so if you are a female and all you do is uplift other females, I mean, that's a fucking win on your part, babes. I think so. So continue to uplift each other, whether it be other women pursuing a career, hobbies, anything. Just uplift each other and just nothing but positive vibes, because we love to see each other do good. There's nothing better. So I'm going to try once again, I guess, this holiday season, this Christmas season, on my Facebook page, on my Instagram, just hyping up friends who have their own small business, who create stuff, gifts. So if you see stuff like that on my timeline, that's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing is uplifting other people, just showing off their small business. Try this out for the holidays rather than going to the big box store and buying whatever that people really don't care for, aren't going to use, and try to find something that's different and unique and handmade and from someone that I personally know. Or, you know, you should pimp out people that you know too. So many people know other people with small businesses and stuff like that, and they don't, that there's no support at all. And so it's like, are you truly a friend? Because I don't think that you are if you aren't supporting your other friends in a very free way by sharing their shop or sharing a link or sharing whatever. So on that note, I mentioned nothing but positive vibes. I have a friend, Hannah B, that I met at Morning Show Boot Camp this past year, and she has a podcast. It's literally called Nothing But Positive Vibes with Hannah B. Check that one out, available on Spotify as well. She's great. She's the cutest little thing. She's from my hometown, and we met at this Morning Show Boot Camp thing, which I still need to talk to you guys about that, because it was such a fun time. I need to get my friend to get on the podcast with me to talk about it, because that would be just a lot of fun. But anyway, her podcast is awesome, and I met her through radio, through this conference, but we ended up being from like the same town, and we know some of the same people, and it's just really cute and cool, and she's adorable. So go check her out. She's also a fucking badass. That girl does CrossFit and like lifts like you would not believe. You look at her and she's this tiny, cute, adorable little thing, and that she fucking kills it at the gym. So go check her out. She's incredible. It's called Nothing But Positive Vibes with Hannah B. And I am very excited for Tina Fey to re-release another version of Mean Girls. It is going to be in theaters in January. If you've seen the previews, I don't know about you, but I think it's so cute. Like, it's basically the same movie. It is basically the exact same movie of like the 2004 Mean Girls, but a different cast, a different high school, the whole thing. But it's like the same movie, but the same type of characters and the same type of situations, and they even use some of the same like outfits, the same iconic outfits that you've seen in the original movie, and it's just super cute, and I can't wait to see it, and comes out in theaters in January. And the bottom line, the main message of Mean Girls is, don't be a fucking mean girl. Don't be a bitch, okay? You sound like a bitch because you're being a bitch. So don't be a bitch. Don't be a mean girl. There's no reason for any of that. Uplift each other. If you don't like someone, then just don't fucking talk to them and leave them alone, because it just makes other things miserable. So just don't be a mean girl. Okay, that's all. That's all I got for you. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. All right, let's close it out again with a Breakfast Burrito Friday song. You know what it is. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. Don't be a mean girl. Love you, bitches.